Good morning. Good morning and welcome to worship here at Gates Presbyterian Church. Whether it's your first time visiting with us or even coming your whole life, you're so glad that you've decided to come and worship God with us this morning. Today, our worship is going to be led by our senior high work project crew. We got back last night right before supper, all the way from Detroit, Michigan, where we spent an amazing week serving God and getting to know the people in Detroit. I'm excited that the youth are ready to share their experiences and their journey with you. First off, we have a few announcements. Anything people would like to share?
Good morning. Two words, maybe it's three, depends on if you hyphenate. Ice cream truck. That's all I'm going to say, and if you want to find out more, I suggest after worship you head out to the parking lot. There's also more information in your bulletin. Also, want to share with you this week our very own Omar Roshan, who has been under care of this presbytery, met with the Committee on Preparation for Ministry, passed his examination with them, and is now certified and ready for a call. So great joy for Omar. And also to share with you and lift up in our church community, Dick Henderson died on Friday, early Saturday morning. And in case folks have not seen the obituary yet, to let you know that his service will be here on Wednesday at 2 o'clock. So that's all the announcements I had. Chris had one.
Good morning, Chris Oman here for our worship team. Just drawing your attention to the bulletin and a reminder that next week we will be worshiping outside. Bring your lawn chairs. I have it on the highest authority that the weather will be great. Melissa, I did a little 10-day forecast thing and maybe a little nervous, but bring your lawn chairs just in case. If we have to go to Plan B, we will do that, and you will know where we are. So we'll see you next week. Thank you.
And right after outdoor worship, families are invited to join us down in the fellowship hall. We're going to be doing Service Palooza. So there will be service activities available for people of all ages and any age. We'll get to go out and check out the community garden, pack groceries for swim, do all sorts of different projects. So please join us. Now let us worship God together.
Thank you. Please stand, if able, for the call to worship. Sometimes we feel the world is like one big puzzle, and each person is just one tiny, matchless piece. You fit here. Look around you. All are welcome in this community of God. There are no limitations to the number of pieces that make up our puzzle. Our puzzle has no outside edges. We can expand and expand to include the world. Let us worship God.
Please join me in the prayer of confession. God, our Lord and Creator, we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbor as ourselves. However, you have kept faith with us. Have mercy on us. Strip us of all that is unchristian. And help us to live to our heart.
God's unconditional love is for all people of God, and God's forgiveness leads us to show that love to each other. Know that you are loved and forgiven. Thanks be to God.
Children, please come forward and join us up front.
Good morning. We were in Detroit, Michigan, helping out with the Barnabas Youth Center.
We did many helpful activities, like painting and cleaning.
Here's a puzzle. You guys can do the puzzle. All the pieces are different shapes and sizes, but they all fit together.
just like us. We are all unique and different, but we were able to work together.
Good job. Well, look at that.
Last week, we helped our neighbors by being peacemakers.
Good job.
We were flexible and always had a positive attitude.
Okay, now we're going to say God is good, and you guys are going to scream all the time. And then we're going to say all the time, and you guys are going to yell, God is good, okay?
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Ready.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Amen.
I'll be reading the first scripture by Micah chapter 6, verses 6 through 8. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with tens of thousands of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God.
The second reading of the word comes from Matthew chapter 5, verses 38 through 48. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist an evildoer. But if anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your coat, give your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go also the second mile. Give to everyone who begs from you, and do not refuse anyone who wants to borrow from you. You've heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do you not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect.
My name is Natalie Marr. I was at Michigan for this week. We went to the Barnabas Youth Center, and we did a lot of things there. A few things that I learned there is I did some joint compound. I helped out with the ceiling, drilled some stuff. It was fun. My favorite part was definitely meeting everyone and being able to actually help out and be able to do something productive. I had a lot of fun with these guys. They're fun people. And I was happy to have the opportunity to be here.
my name is Tommy, and I, as most of us did, worked at Barnabas for a few days, and then on Thursday we went backpacking. So, we went backpacking in Pontiac, Michigan. Pontiac, Michigan is a city just north of Detroit, Michigan, and south of Flint, Michigan. This place is statistically like the city of Rochester, and it has a lot of citizens in severe poverty. So, a nice bank from Troy, Michigan, a wealthy suburb of Detroit, gave us 500 backpacks to bring to a school for the back-to-school rally, which happened yesterday. This was a necessity for some citizens in a school district where a lot of the kids receive free school lunch. This group of people at the school were struggling to finish packing these backpacks. What took us 15 minutes would have probably taken them all day. So in all, we brought 500 filled backpacks and filled over 250 backpacks. This all made me realize that it's not just a handful of cities in this country that are struggling, but it's many. It's the big, the small, and the medium-sized cities.
Hey, I'm Scott, and this was my last work project. I've been on all of them from Johnson City to Detroit. This week we went to Barnabas Youth Center, and we pretty much just cleaned it up. We painted it, swept it up, mopped it, a whole bunch of other cool stuff. And so one of the cool things that I did this year is that I was able to work all over Barnabas. So, like, usually what we would do is we'd have multiple work sites that we'd go to. Well, this year was different. We only had one. So we were able to, like, go all over Barnabas and do everything. So I, like, painted floors, fixed up the ceiling, mopped everything. I also went to, as Tommy said, the school where I went to help with the backpacks. So, yeah. Another cool thing was that when we got there, the owner, his name was Stan, he gave us about, like, three things to do. We got that done in, like, the first day. So, like, we constantly were making him and his partner, his name was Mike, we were constantly making them, like, scramble, trying to find us some work to do. And, you know, like, we pretty much, like, remodeled the entire thing. They were really impressed. I think it was Stan who, like, refused to go upstairs until we were totally finished with it because they wanted, like, the full impact of what we had done. Fortunately, we didn't get to see that, but, you know, still feels good. let's see. Yeah. So the theme that we really had when we went there was we were being, like, peacemakers, and we were trying to figure out our place in our puzzle. And so I really think that we were peacemakers when we went to Detroit because, well, we got there, and firstly, our timing could not have been perfect. Other than the road construction that, like, put us through multiple detours, which Katie got lost in multiple times. Other than that, I mean, like, we had just gotten there after, like, a whole bunch of kids had stayed at Barnabas, and they were just really relieved that we got there at, like, the perfect time. So that was a good part. And then, obviously, the work that we had done was fabulous. I don't know, like, they really didn't think that we were going to get as much as we did done. We stripped some part of the desks in the back that they thought we weren't going to get to for, like, months or something like that. It's pretty intense. So, I mean, and then, like, with the school, too, they probably would have taken, like, all day to fill up those 250 backpacks or so. And so that, you know, it feels good. It feels good to help out that many people in just 1 week.
Hi, I'm Victoria, and we went to Barnabas Youth Center, and one day in small group, we talked about treating your neighbor as you would want to be treated. And when we say neighbor, we don't mean the people that live next door, but the people in the community. So we helped our neighbors at the Barnabas by drilling screws into support beams, joint plastering drywall, and painting the ceilings and walls, and lots of sweeping. The room my group works on will transform into a dance studio, and we helped our neighbors at Barnabas, and we may never even meet them, but we left knowing we are going to change many lives.
My name is Audrey, and I spent the first 2 days on the work project surrounded by over 1,000 golf clubs. The room that I worked in with a few others was filled with miscellaneous golf clubs and bags. We had to start with emptying the rooms of clubs and bags because the walls and floors needed to be painted. We sorted all the clubs and made complete sets, which was pretty tough for a bunch of people who don't know a lot about golf. We learned the reason that the youth center is teaching kids about golfing is because those who understood golf would be able to become caddies at different country clubs, which afforded them scholarship opportunities. The past week was hot, but it was definitely worth it.
Hi, my name is Dan, and Detroit, Michigan was once the automotive capital of the world and a major manufacturing hub in the U.S. In 1920, the city became the fourth largest in the entire nation, behind only New York City, Philly, and Chicago. Detroit was the site of many historical and cultural achievements, including the first urban depressed freeway. However, ever since the 1970s, the city has become a shell of its former self. Thousands of manufacturing jobs have been sent overseas, while other forms of employment are concentrated in suburban areas. This leaves the city's low-income residents in a state of extreme poverty. When I went on this year's mission trip to Detroit, I saw firsthand poverty and urban decay that have plagued the city for years. Every street contained rundown buildings and abandoned houses. And those that were inhabited had bars on their windows in order to keep out potential intruders. Crime is rampant in the city, and unemployment has reached 10% as of April 2016. One of the few rays of hope I saw was the Barnabas Youth Center, an educational facility that provides a number of services to underprivileged youth, including woodworking classes, tutoring sessions, mentorships, and even a golf program. Due to its outstanding role in the lives of so many underprivileged youth, Barnabas Youth Center was the primary work site during our 2016 work project. Through hard work and dedication, we were able to remodel many of the facility's classrooms and hallways, helping to give underprivileged teens a safe place to learn and grow. I thank this congregation for allowing us to have such a wonderful experience serving the people of Detroit, and I thank the advisors of this work project for aiding us in all of our endeavors. It was a great experience and one I will never forget.
I'm Zach, and as a freshman, I didn't know what to expect from my first work project. I had never been that far away from home to serve people I had never met before. At Barnabas Youth Center, it shocked me at the amount of poverty that surrounded a place where all are welcome and anyone can feel safe. The building was in need of repair, and all the jobs we had were difficult in their own ways, but I knew my work was for a good purpose. It was hot, and I was tired, sweaty, probably smelly too. Although the more we got done, the better I felt. I emerged out of the week feeling closer to God and meeting great new friends, but I have determined a new meaning for my view of a neighbor. Going into the week, I saw a neighbor as someone who, well, lives next door to me. Now I see neighbors, both in Rochester and Detroit, that I can go to when I may need them. Astounded at the generosity of the new neighbors I have met this past week, kindness truly prevails through anything I might face. I am thankful for the week I spent in Detroit, and I'm looking forward to meeting new neighbors and being a neighbor for others in the time to come.
The liturgy for communion is in your green books, so if you want to go to the very end of that, you'll find the liturgy printed there. These kids are on top of it. They know what they're supposed to be doing. The one to whom we turn our lives over has invited us to the table. Whoever you are and however you feel and for whatever reasons you are here, you are invited to come to the feast. Whatever your condition, whatever brokenness and hurts you bear, know that our host is the one who teaches, the one who heals, and the one who welcomes. Friends, this is the joyful feast of the people of God.
People will come from east and west, and from north and south, and sit at the table in the kingdom of God.
This is the Lord's table. It is our Savior who invites those who trust him to share this feast which he has prepared. According to Luke, when our risen Lord was at table with his disciples, he took the bread and he blessed it and he broke it. He gave it to them. Their eyes were opened and they recognized him. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Give thanks to God, for God is good.
His love is everlasting.
Holy Lord, everlasting God.
God of wonder and movement, your spirit did not rest, but transformed chaos into creation. You lifted the valleys and made low the mountains, but we ran down our own crooked paths of sin. The prophets were sent to help us understand our brokenness, but we fled into the dark wilderness. And so, you prepared Jesus to come to us, so that we might know the very nearness of your compassion and healing. Come to us in these moments, loving God, pouring your Spirit upon the bread and the cup, that we might be drenched by your grace and your peace. Great and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Your ways are just and true. With people of faith from all times and places, we lift our hearts in joyful praise, for you alone are holy. Let us pray. Holy God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus,
who lived with us sharing joy and sorrow. He told your story, healed the sick, and was friends with sinners. Obeying you, he took up his cross and was murdered by the people he loved. We praise you that he is not dead, but is risen to rule the world, and that he is still the friend of sinners. We trust him to overcome every power to hurt or divide us, so that when you bring your promised kingdom, we will celebrate victory with him.
Remembering the Lord Jesus, we break bread and share one cup, announcing his death for the sins of the world and telling his resurrection to all people and nations.
Great God, give your Holy Spirit in the breaking of bread so that we may be drawn together and joined to Christ the Lord, receive new life, and remain his glad and faithful people until we feast with him in glory.
O God, who called us from death to life, we give ourselves to you, and with the church through all ages, we thank you for the saving love in Jesus Christ. Amen.
And we give thanks that Jesus, having gathered those friends around a table, a very similar table as the one we gather around this morning, and on the night before he gave himself to the authorities to death, he took bread, common bread, and made it holy. Just as he takes common people, like each and every one of us, and makes us holy. And to remember, he asks that we repeat this again and again. And he did so by saying, "This is my body, broken for you. Take, eat, and do this in remembrance of me."
We cannot live by bread alone. And so he took the cup as he did the bread, and he poured it. So that we might remember the sight and the sound. And he shared it among us, saying, "This is faith made new. Faith you wouldn't even know how to ask for. Faith that will surprise you. Faith that will sustain you. Whenever you drink it, do this in remembrance of me." We break bread and drink wine, giving thanks for the love and forgiveness of Jesus Christ, for the promise of new life, for the faith to hope anew, the gifts of God, for the people of God.
This morning, I'll have the communion servers come forward. This morning, we're celebrating communion by intinction, and so we will have three different stations, one here by the pulpit and then two at the communion table. Find your way to the nearest communion station, and you'll tear the bread, dip it in the cup, and return to your seats. For those who have any mobility concerns, please just wave your hand so that we can see you to make sure that you receive communion this morning. Let us share together. watching for the waving of hands. Everyone good? Okay. Let us pray. Generous God, we rejoice in the gifts of grace and faithfulness that draw us all together, pieces of your great puzzle. Thank you for this meal that sustains us. May we continue to be strengthened by it, to go out into this world inspired by the stories of faith of these great young people, and to continue to serve you. Amen. Now, those awesome youth who were coming up to get microphones, this is your cue.
Now is the time in our service that we all get to share the things that make us joyful, that we want to praise God for, but also the people we love that we want to lift up in prayer together. Who has something they'd like to share today?
Good morning, Keisha Binko. I have a couple of prayers. Actually, I'd like to ask continued prayers for the young woman, Emily. She did well with her surgery at Johns Hopkins, and after 3 weeks there, she was able to make the journey home to continue her recovery here at home. So thank you for your prayers so far and continued prayers for her healing. And also, I'd like to ask prayers for friends of ours whose one-year-old daughter, Myrie, is in the hospital at Strong with complications from her vascular disorder. She's having problems with breathing. She keeps stopping. So prayers for her continued medical care and concerns. Thank you.
Hi, Tracy Berkovich. Thank you all for singing my mom's favorite hymn today, Let There Be Peace on Earth, and prayers for her as she has hip replacement surgery on Tuesday.
Christine Cook, I ask for continued prayers for my mother-in-law, Tina Richardson. She's still in Strong and still waiting to see whether it's the road to recovery or not. But I also have a joy that all of my children are back home again, safely.
Irene Derry, I'd like prayers for the family of a very dear cousin who died this week in England. He had been sick for a long, long time, and he was a really good man.
Helen Priestley, I have two prayers this morning, one of concern and one of joy. The concern is that our older daughter, Betsy, has lost her job that she had for many years and will be searching for something new to do. And the other is a prayer of joy for our younger daughter, Karen, who just got a wonderful new job.
Good morning, Chris Ullman. We'd like to ask for prayers for the family and friends of Jack Koval. Jack was 22. He was our son's best friend and was killed tragically in an accident last weekend. He is missed. He is loved. And prayers for them. Thank you.
Sue Mancini, as one of the older people of the congregation, I'd just like to say that I am thankful that I'm still here to see all these young people, that some of them were in my kindergarten class, are now adults, and what a wonderful group of young people. If this is where our world is headed, we are in the right direction. Thank you, kids and sponsors.
Betty Blystone. I received a call this morning from Winnie Sweetman. She mentioned Lou Gracie a couple weeks ago and asked for prayers for him. He had hip or knee replacement surgery, and then he had bypass surgery. Was in rehab and was doing very well. Was just about ready to come home, and he's had a real setback now. He's in Unity Hospital. Apparently he has a bleed in his lung, is what she's just telling me. He's on a respirator, been on it for about a week, and is just not doing very well. So prayers for him and for his family, please.
Hi, I'm Scott. Prayers for my neighbors. Their house caught fire a couple weeks ago, and there was nothing really salvageable. They're living with their grandparents who still live down the street, so that's good. I can still see them. Just prayers for their recovery. Thanks.
Does anyone else have something to share and pray together about? Then let us all pray together. Holy and loving God, you put together the pieces of our lives, knowing us before we even know ourselves, and loving us every day that we live. We are grateful for the safe places in our lives, places where we feel at peace and know your love. We're glad for our church family that supports and guides us as we grow and learn together at all ages of our lives. We are glad also for the neighbors we have made in Detroit, your children who we have gotten to know and love and serve with. May they find peace in the safe spaces they are building together. And may we share that peace with everyone we meet. God, we know that no matter where we go, that your love is with us, that you see us when we are hurt and grieving. We ask that you give strength to those who are healing and ill, peace to those who are undergoing surgery soon and need to calm their fears, and comfort to those who are grieving a loss. Be with those who need your strength and help them to remember that your love is always there. God, we ask all of these things in the sure confidence of the grace of your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Every gift that we have comes from God with love and grace. So let us give back to God through our offerings, so that we may share our blessings with the world.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. A place that's brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. There's a place I feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place, heal the world, make it a better place, for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying, if you care enough for the living, make a better place for you. Love that cannot lie. Love is strong. It only cares for joyful giving. If we try, we shall see. In this bliss we cannot feel. There are three. Stop existing and start living. Then it feels that always love's enough for us growing. Me and the entire human race. There are
no fear. Together we'll cry happy tears. So the nations turn their swords into plowshares. We can really get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space to make a better place. Hear the world, make it a better place.
Holy God, we know that every gift we have comes from you. Accept these gifts with our thanks. May they help you to provide peace for your people. Amen.
Thank you.
God is good.
All the time.
All right. Now go in peace and build peace everywhere you go. May the blessing of God the Creator, Christ the Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit the Sustainer be with us, now and always. Amen.